WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you, and good afternoon from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York. This is the game that the Harpersville Lady Hornets have dreamed about, have worked so hard for, have endured game after game after game, press after gimmick defense. Everything that they have gone through this year has been centered to this moment, and it is the New York State Class C Girls Basketball Championships, and we are at Hudson Valley Community College for the game. The Class D game just getting over with now. Coleman Catholic took a very, very close game in the first half and broke away to a 44-26 win over Chateauguay. So they're celebrating that right now, which gives us a little extra time for our Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDO. And we're sponsored by many other Harpersville area businesses and our regular sponsors. Some have even doubled up and been a regular sponsor and an additional sponsor for today. So one thing is for sure, no matter how many times I've come to a state championship game, one thing is a constant. Win or lose, there is tremendous community support. And I'd like to take this time to thank all of those businesses that have made that possible. This game is going to be televised on Time Warner Cable, so what you might want to do for the local flavor is to turn down the volume if you do get Time Warner Cable, and listen along with me. Hopefully it's in sync at the right time. But our Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all of your transportation needs, including sales, service, vehicle rentals, and their famous personal attention. Call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both Gananda and Harpersville the best in today's ball game. Kind of ironic that we end this on a Sunday, because there's not normally Sunday ball games ever during the regular season, but that's the best way to fit in a tournament. They have the feature games of the AA, A, and B games Saturday afternoon after Harpersville won yesterday. I stayed around and watched Gananda beat Voorheesville and beat them rather soundly. I mean, Voorheesville, the local team here, Sydney remembers them because they beat Sydney in the 2002 final in what I would call an upset. But just based on the fact that Sydney had destroyed everybody in their path going to that game, so was Harpersville. They've had one close game in the entire postseason, that against Odessa Montour 3 weeks ago. But we're starting, or we're ending this game, this season, and Harpersville's 25th game of the year, Gananda's 25th game of the year on a Sunday afternoon. Gananda is 24-0, ranked number one in New York State. Harpersville is 23-1 and ranked number two in New York State. So the pollsters got it right this year. The top two teams are indeed playing for the New York State Class C Girls Basketball Championship. We've got a lot to tell you about, a lot to cover in this tip-off show, and we have been given the extra minutes to do so. So let's enjoy it, sit back, relax, and get ready for what's going to be a fantastic ball game between the Gananda Lady Panthers and the Lady Hornets of Harpersville. Stick around. It's the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Greg, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831. What do these items have in common? Yankee Candles, Webkinz Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Aye. I'd like a fillet of fish, please.
Rah! Fillet of fish, fillet of fish.
You better make that too.
Let me guess. You want that because of the tartar sauce.
Arr!
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 Next window, please.
Now get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for $3 or get one Filet-O-Fish and a large fries for $3. That's a bargain. And don't forget a Dr. Pepper. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price required purchase posted on menu board.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus Third Pounders, mastered the Angus Snack Wraps with one hand. But this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Burger, a sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show on WCDO. And our special sponsors to boot, we'll try to mention them twice during this game. Yesterday seemed a little rushed as we got started. We only had about 8 minutes in the tip-off, and so we were behind it a little bit, but we caught up, and I was able to read each business twice, but one came all at the end. So let's do this a little more structured, shall we? We want to thank our special Harpersville Hornet sponsorships for today that include McDowell and Walker in Afton, Sydney, and Delhi. By McDonald's Restaurant, just heard from them in Sydney, Wilbur National Bank, Mead West Banco of Sydney, Roberts Eye Care Associates in Sydney and Vestal, and Egley Machine Company of Sydney. So plenty more to tell you about, and we might even give some shout-outs, although if I do that, then I'm going to seem like I'm playing favorites, and I can't do that. But I was asked by one of the fans here at Harpersville to give a shout-out, though, to Rob Hawkins, who cannot be here today to watch the team that he grew up with and supporting, and he's supporting us today as well. Hawkins Manufactured Homes, and they're down there in Harpersville, and certainly big in the Harpersville sports scene. So we say hi to Rob and all the folks at Hawkins. All right, our game today has been given special permission to us by New York State Public High School Athletic Association, who represents 767 senior high schools across the state of New York and more than 500,000 boys and girls who participate annually in New York State Public High School Athletic Association Incorporated sponsored athletic competition. Boy, is that a mouthful. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of New York State Public High School Athletic Association Incorporated is strictly prohibited. I have done my due diligence there. I also will let you know, as far as archiving this game, will be forever available to WCDO listeners near and far. WCDOradio.com unlocks the key unlocks the lock for you, and WCDO Sports On Demand shortly after this game will have it on that link from the website. And anybody that's across the country that is a Harpersville or an area graduate would like to know about this game can at least keep up with it with quarter-by-quarter blogs through Joe Gardner. We stay in touch constantly. He engineers our broadcast. He also is the webmaster for WCDLradio.com. And so we'll update you that way in the short term. But in the long term, this game will be made available for archived broadcast. All right. I should say the broadcast will be archived. Can't archive the broadcast, or can't broadcast the archive, but you can archive the broadcast. All right, Mr. Abbott, Mr. Costello, let's move on, shall we? The Gananda Lady Panthers, do not know much about them. They did not make their statistics known to anybody. And when I looked them up on Max Preps, one of the sponsors of this tournament, I saw very little. Just a few games, not much to really tell you about. However, I did watch them play yesterday. They are even more of a carbon copy of Harpersville than Haldane was yesterday. Haldane, you could tell, perished in that tournament because they relied so much on their do-it-all Division I player, Liz Milner, that the other players were completely shut down with the exception of Liz, I forgot her name, Sinikatos, who as a freshman started penetrating the defense of Harpersville and rang up 10 points in yesterday's second half to keep Haldane in the game. But because Hannah Kimmel switched over defensively on Liz Milner in the fourth quarter, she did commit a couple of fouls, and Milner got 3 out of 4 from the line in that quarter but did not score. One thing that Harpersville can brag about in terms of being, they have a very nice record book here for the New York State Girls Tournament since 1982 is when they started, and Harpersville will now be listed in the category called Team Most 3-Point Field Goals One Game. They had 7 yesterday. Didn't have any in the first quarter. They got off to a very slow start, but they combined for 7, and that's going to put them in a huge tie for 4th place. Sydney is on there from 2002. They made 8 in one game. I think that one was against Tuxedo. And nobody else from Section 4 is in the 8, 9, or 10 bracket. So Sydney holds the Section 4 record for most 3-pointers made in one state tournament game. And there are so many more records to go over, and I can share that with you during little breaks in the action, or at least hopefully I can. But back to Gananda. They have a player much like Hannah Kimmel, but then again, many teams in the state tournament have had players much like Hannah Kimmel. Her name is Shannon McGinnis. She had, in yesterday's semifinal, 22 points in the first half, finishing with 33 points and 18 rebounds. 9 offensive rebounds, 9 defensive rebounds. She was 9 for 11 from the foul line, 2 for 3 from 3-point range, and 9 for 16 from 2-point range. She had a monster of a game. They put the game away early, had a halftime lead of 37-19. Voorheesville brought it back from 18 down at halftime, brought it down to 7 a couple of times, but then they went cold from the floor, and you got to stay hot in these games. You cannot have a long, extended cold streak. That's for sure. So in their win over Voorheesville yesterday, they put 37 points up in the first quarter, finishing with 66. It was a 66-52 ball game. And their secondary score was Melissa Reeves. Melissa Reeves is a forward and a senior. Don't have any heights on these girls. Very senior-heavy team this year for Gananda. It's the first time they've ever won a Section 5 championship. And it's the first time, because of that, obviously, the first time they've ever shown up in the state Final Four, and now the first time showing up, like Harpersville, in the state finals. Their other starters yesterday were Julia Pagano. She had 2 points. Pagano, 2 points, 6 rebounds. She's a senior. I believe she's a guard. There's a girl named Shauna Van Etten, who had 6 points and 2 rebounds. She is also a senior. And she wears number 5. Tiffany Gregoire came off the bench, one of the few subs in yesterday's game, even though they won by a lot. A junior, 1 point, 1 rebound. Audrey Allen was a starter yesterday. She had 5 points and 2 rebounds. And fellow senior Melissa Reeves, 19 points, 13 rebounds. So between McGinnis and Reeves, it was 52 points and 31 rebounds. Very, very impressive numbers to put up there. Harpersville, not too bad themselves. Anna Kimmel with 25 points. Miranda Drummond with 17. So they had 42 points combined and 27 rebounds. So it's going to be a very balanced, well, I don't know how balanced it's going to be for either team, but there are players for both sides that can complement. For example, Aaron Dietzman yesterday had a very nice game, 3 for 7 from 3-point range. She finishes with 9 points yesterday and 4 rebounds. Haley Livermore had 2 points. Off a feed from Hannah Kimmel. And Savannah Murray had a timely three-pointer yesterday. And off the bench at the end of the game, Emily McElwain had a three-pointer, giving them the 7 total. I know I keep flip-flopping back and forth Gananda and Harpersville. There's just so many stats I can talk about, but one of those nice stats was kept. They keep the full game stats, so I get to see everybody, but I just don't have season stats for Gananda. So maybe it's better that I take a break for a minute. 7.5 minutes to go before the start of the game. I don't know if they'll have a national anthem or not. I might be able to check with the PA announcer, who looks like he's headed up this way, John Lawrence from Binghamton. All right, so stay with us. We've got more to tell you about, more sponsors to brag up, and, of course, our game this afternoon, the Class C New York State Girls Basketball Championship game, and it's broadcast live on your local sports leader, WCDL.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to six normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, these larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has six top-load single washers and seven heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
R&R Contractors of Otego has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Our Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show continuing on WCDO, and our sponsorships continue to need to be told to you, and they are the Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville. Hello, Neil and everybody down there. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney. The Madden family at Osterout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, by Henry's Drive-In in just south of Afton, Hawkins Homes we talked about in Harpersville, and NBT Bank. I've given you half the names so far, another half still to come. And I had spoken recently in the talking about Gananda Panthers about a Julia Pagano, and then I said, whoops, I mean Panano. There's a reason I said Pagano, because her name is Pagano. In two printed items, the name is Pagano. In the state tournament brochure, it says Panano. And I've seen other mistakes in that, so we're going to go between the newspaper account and another newspaper preview. We'll stay with Pagano. I think that one will be easier for me to say anyway. But a little bit more about them, and there's not much more to tell. Gananda is 24-0. They are number one in New York State. When they won their first ever Section 5 championship, it gave them the right to play Section 6 Randolph, and the final on March 11th in Buffalo was astounding. 64-38. In comparison of the other good, the other of the two fine state finalists here, Harpersville defeated Fabius Pompey 64-41. So some similarities there. and Harpersville has really not been tested lately, and neither has Gananda. They went out to just a, I mean, I looked up at the clock after talking to Coach Ahrensbeck a little bit after the game. I look up, it's 20-4. I mean, it took a while for the Blackbirds of Voorheesville to get going, but they finally did get going a little bit, but it was 20-4 when I looked up, and it was still the first quarter. So impressive game. Harpersville stats, now those I can tell you about. And I updated them last night, so they are as current can be. Hannah Kimmel, we'll start with her, as we always have this year. 733 points on the season. 26-58 for her career. Free throw percentage, she was 3-for-4 yesterday, so she's nudged up a tenth of a point to be at 72.1. 52 three-pointers. 228 rebounds, which comes out to a 9.5 average, so not quite a double-double this year. Assists, she's got 81, that's 3.4. And I swear she had 4 yesterday. They only gave her credit by the state stat keepers for 2. Now, one was on TV last night in the highlight. All the highlights I've seen on TV, Aaron Dietzman's 3-pointer came from a pass from Kimmel, but so did Kaylee Livermore's one and only points. It was a layup when the double team came on to Hannah. She wrapped around the pass right to Livermore, who put it right in the basket. And I know there are at least 2 more. So I gave her 4 more assists, made it 81. She's averaging 3.4. 97 steals, that's 4 per game. And 53 blocks. She didn't have any blocks yesterday. Might be the first time she didn't have any blocks. In contrast, Liz Milner, who we knew was the Division I superstar for Haldane, she was credited with 6 block shots in yesterday's ball game. So, and then we go to Miranda Drummond, who has really come on as a freshman to make a statement to know what the Harpersville basketball future is. It's going to center around Miranda Drummond. 12.6 average points per game, and that's up about 2 points from the end of the season, the end of the regular season. She's shooting 65.7% from the line, 6.9 rebounds, 19 assists, 49 steals, that's just a little over 2 per game, and 9 block shots. Erin Dietzman, well, she's got 31 three-pointers. She zeroed in 3 times yesterday in 7 tries. Those were big points for the Hornets, no doubt about it. She's averaging 7.6 per game, 50% from the line, 10 for 20. She's got 16 steals and 23 assists. Kaylee Livermore. Well, we talk defense when we talk Kaylee, but she's got 2.8 points per game. She's got 3 three-pointers, 39 assists, and 20 steals, and 6 block shots. She's third on the team in block shots with 6. Savannah Murray, sophomore, averaging 5.6 a game, shooting 63.4% from the line, 26 for 41. She's third on the team in both makes and attempts. 14 three-pointers, so she's third on the team in that as well. She's averaging a rebound a game. She had 2 yesterday. She got our Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Mang Insurance. Assists, she's got 35, so that's 1.6. And just about 2 steals a game. She had 2 yesterday. Amanda Frayer off the bench, averaging 2 points a game. She had 10 in that Odessa Montour game that was huge, including 4 for 4 from the line. She's 75%, 12 for 16, 18 rebounds, and 9 assists and 20 steals. And then there's Emily McElwain, Aaron Andrews, Linnea Congdon, Jade Niles, Marcy Ritter, and Mackenzie Townsend. This team averaging 66.7 points per game and a very impressive 63.5% from the line. We'll take our final break because we're a minute away from today's game. Well, a minute away from announcing the starting lineup. So stick around. It's Class C, New York Girls Basketball Championship game on WCDO.
Famous Windy Hill Candle Factory buy one get one free jar candle sale is back now until Easter Sunday. Stock up now while the best jar candles available anywhere are buy one get one free. Windy Hill is now carrying blooming buds for your diffusers. Replace those ugly reeds with rose buds in the color of your choice. Windy Hill now offers car air fresheners handmade in our candle factory, available in our top 36 cents. And don't forget about Candyland. Candyland is the largest candy store you have ever ever seen. Candyland offers all the hard-to-find candies from your childhood. Make your Easter baskets the best on the block. Take I-88 Exit 3, only 6.5 miles past State Park.
Windy Hill Candle Factory cheers on the Harpersville Lady Hornets basketball team and wishes them the best of luck this weekend.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Here we go back with the announcement of the starting lineups. Julie Pagano, and it is Pagano, number two. She's a senior. We don't have heights for the Panthers. Number five, Shauna Van Etten, senior. There's Shannon McGinnis, 33 points and 18 rebounds yesterday. She's the girl to stop. Senior Audrey Allen, 5 points, 2 boards yesterday. Well, what do you know? This is an all-senior starting lineup. So this program has obviously been built to this day and this place. To be in the state championship game, they will stay. Must be somebody did the laundry last night because they're back in their powder blue tops with white numbers. The Harpersville fans all along the near side here by to my right now stand in unison for the announcement of Harpersville's starting lineup. Here comes Miranda Drummond, number 32, 5'10", freshman. 5'10 junior, Kaylee Livermore. Remember these underclassmen. They will be the starters next year. And the core of this team, Savannah Murray, 5'7 sophomore. Erin Dietzman, 5'8 senior. She's the glue that keeps this team together. There's no question about it. What a corker she is. And there comes Hannah Kimmel in her final scholastic game. Number 11, leading the inside of the huddle, along with Emily McElwain and Miranda Drummond. The dance goes on the Gananda side. The Lady Panthers, here's a little twist of trivia for you. It probably means nothing in the overall scheme of things, but if you know your Section 4 sports, Spencer Van Etten is known as the Panthers. There's a girl on Gananda by the name of Shauna Van Etten, spelled the same way. And she plays for the Panthers. Don't know what that's going to mean. That 75 cents gets you a pretty good cup of coffee. But I just thought I'd throw that in. A little lighthearted moment before we get started. We want to thank our sponsors so much today. We'll be continuing to give their names. Belden Homes in Harpersville, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Center Village Market in Harpersville, Kent's Paint Service of Nineveh, Bainbridge Pharmacy, Amerigas in Sydney, and D&D Trophies in Afton. Here we go. It'll be the two superstars, McGinnis and Kimmel, to go up. Yesterday, Kimmel won the tap. Let's see what happens today. We've got the New York State Class C Finals underway. And Kimmel will control to Kaylee Livermore. Pass forced into Kimmel is going to be knocked away. McGinnis recovered for the Panthers. And straight up the floor comes Pagano to feeding McGinnis. The turnaround is deflected by Kimmel. But it comes right straight out to Pagano. No one to pass to, and her shot goes off of the rim. Erin Dietzman rebounds for the Hornets. Up ahead, Drummond from Kimmel. She's caught underneath the basket. And she's going to be called for 3 seconds. I had a 3-second call yesterday when I was down on the floor. And that one was just as evident. So Harpersville, who watched Gananda put on a very potent full-court press, is going to put on one of their own man-to-man full-court press. Most presses are zone traps, but this one was straight up man-to-man, probably making them work a little bit harder. Oh, Kimmel nearly stripping the ball away from Melissa Reeves. Shot from the outside by McGinnis. Missed it. She gets her own rebound because it came out beyond the three-point arc, and nobody else was there. Pagano swings it over to the left side. In the corner is Audrey Allen. Back out for Van Etten. Van Etten cross-court pass to McGinnis, guarded by Drummond. To the high post. There's 15 on the shot clock. They keep swinging around the perimeter. Now it's Pagano going to move in on Murray. A running shot missed. Drummond with a rebound and from behind knocked away right in the deep corner by Pagano. The one thing Miranda Drummond's going to have to watch out for, people coming from her blind side. If she's driving to the right, somebody's going to... That time Pagano came right around the right side. She didn't even know it. trying for a double team in the corner. Kimmel gets through a double team. The ball advances beyond where she is, but she'll catch up to it. No score so far. 6:32 to play in quarter number one. Kimmel hit hard by McGinnis as she does a little shake and bake. So McGinnis with a first foul. Now that could come into play if it's going to be McGinnis versus Kimmel. But I know Drummond, who covered Liz Milner for the first two quarters yesterday and did a nice job, even though, you know, Milner did score a lot of points. There's Kimmel for three, left side. No, it's off the far. And Miranda Drummond just ran out of room in the far corner. Harpersville shooting to my left in the first half. Gananda to my right. Gananda in powder blue away uniforms for the second straight day. Harpersville today looks in the more, to me anyway, familiar home whites and blue shorts with gold trim. Pagano, crossover dribble in front of Murray. Boy, is she quick. Up the left-hand side, missed it. Rebound, Kimmel. She's going to break it. Three on two. Up ahead to Drummond. Drummond, 10-footer. It's off the rim, no good. Kimmel with a rebound. Tries to put it up, and she's fouled. Well, a bit of a sell job by Hannah Kimmel. She kept the ball high, went up to put the ball up again, and was hit, according to the officials, with 6:08 to go. But they'll say it was not a shooting foul. So, well, that's part of the play, I guess. I thought it was a shot. Way out to the top of the key for Savannah Murray. Nice job to get away from Pagano. The bank shot is around once, back up to the board, and back in. So the first points of the game are scored very unorthodox by Savannah Murray. Harpersville not questioning that at all. Played 2 minutes already, and it's 2-0. McGinnis looks at a long three, doesn't take it. Pagano, she'll handle the ball quite a bit. And it is Drummond guarding McGinnis. I'm watching that matchup. I think it's McGinnis guarding Kimmel when Harpersville has the ball. McGinnis lights it up for three. Oh, yeah, nothing but net. So unlike yesterday, we've got ourselves the lead change. And a ball by Harpersville thrown away. Livermore unable to, or I think she didn't look back to see Hannah Kimmel's pass. So we've had our first lead change of the ball game. Both teams played semifinal games yesterday. Both teams played semifinal games that did not see a lead change at all. They led from the start. Driving in, high off the glass, very wild shot, missed by Reeves. Harpersville controls the rebound. Pass underneath to Drummond, and Murray throws the ball away. Both teams a little bit, let's say, frazzled, because the nerves are certainly, they have to be taking hold here. I don't care if you're a boy, a girl. I don't care if you're a pro in the finals or a peewee basketball player. There's got to be a bunch of nerves when it comes to any kind of championship atmosphere. McGinnis works a two-man play with Pagano. One thing wrong. They forgot Drummond's speed, and she steals the ball. But from behind, Pagano steals it away. But her pass is gets stolen by Murray. Kimmel goes in, misses, and rebounds by McGinnis. Wow, Pagano has some quickness, that's for sure. Down the court. The pass is up and missed by Reeves into the corner. I think Hannah Kimmel might have gotten a hand on it. It's out of bounds. Panthers ball. 4:36 to go, 3-2 in favor of Gananda, who has not lost this year. And by the looks of the website that I was able to track some of their games, they've not really been challenged. The short shot missed by Reeves. And a possession arrow as defensive specialist on that play. Aaron Dietzman paused the alternate possession. Nice timing on the block. Audrey Allen, number 32, will inbound. Neither team subs a ton. Nice switch on the defense. Kimmel prevents an easy layup by McGinnis. Three-pointer from the left side. Missed by Allen. Kimmel taps the ball out, actually to herself. Goes behind the back. Here she comes. Kicks it into the corner for Dietzman for three. Yes! Aaron Dietzman hits her fourth three-pointer of the weekend. And there's plenty of time to add to that. A three-pointer on the left side. Missed. Shot put back up by McGinnis. It's also missed. Neither team shooting very well. Long pass ahead to who? We don't know. It's going to go out of bounds. Oh, it'll be Gananda's ball, and I thought it was Pagano that knocked it away. I say pass to who because Kimmel threw the ball up. There were two players for Harpersville. Neither one had turned around to see it. 5-3. Two lead changes already in this ball game. Pagano coming in, and there's going to be a hold call on Kaylee Livermore. First team foul for Harpersville, who is the home team on the scoreboard today. Allen to inbound, Dietzman to contend. Pass comes in to Reeves. She's in the corner. By Kimmel's guarding her, and a pass knocked away by Dietzman. Aaron almost went down the other way, thought it was their ball. Had to be told to get back here. 3:46 to go, first quarter. Whistle's not blowing very much. Oh, nice play, nice pass, but it's missed by Reeves. Her second shot is no good, but a foul. Well, Gananda fans have to be so frustrated. And a foul is on Amanda Frayer, and I apologize for not catching that she had come into the ballgame, but I can do that now because she just got assessed her first foul. At the line is Melissa Reeves. First shot is up, and it spins out. So the three-pointer by Shannon McGinnis has been it so far in the first 4 minutes and 17 seconds. Yesterday at this time, they had about 16 points on the board. Second shot is good. She was 5-for-8 yesterday in the semifinal win over Voorheesville. So 5-4, Harpersville by 1. Steal again, this time by Audrey Allen on a pass intended for Kaylee Livermore. Good defense by Gananda. Neither team can get out to a lead, to a big lead. We've had two lead changes already, and there's only 9 points that's been scored. McGinnis, guarded by Drummond, works to the right. Pass inside to Allen, crossed the baseline and knocked out of bounds by Livermore. Allen wanted to get Pagano along the baseline. That ball knocked out by Livermore. 7 on the shot clock. In the corner, driving in is Pagano. Nice hook pass to McGinnis. She misses it and fouls it up and also misses it. And now there is a shot clock violation on Gananda. And that has got the Gananda fans and the players and the coach livid. But the problem with McGinnis' shot, it never hit the rim. Her first shot sailed over and off the backboard. And she caught it on the other side. And there's a blocking foul that's going to be called on number 5. That's Shauna Van Etten, her second foul. And that was a one-on-one matchup in the backcourt with Hannah Kimmel. So she'll come out. Our first substitution is Jamie Cannon. She is also a senior. First 6 girls to play, seniors. Kimmel. Around a screen by Dietzman. Stops to pop the 3, and it's short. First rebound for Cannon right into the game. 5-4, Harpersville. McGinnis driving in on Drummond. Scores it on the baseline. McGinnis with 5 points, and we've got our third lead change. Livermore gets out of the double team. Nice job to Kimmel. Crossover dribble, 16-footer, no. Neither team shooting worth beans right now, but a bad pass is off of Audrey Allen. A hard bounce pass sent out there by Cannon. Eludes Allen, and out of bounds it goes. Harpersville catches a break. They're down 6-5. Kimmel high post to Drummond. Drummond at the foul line. Shoots and off the glass. No good. Did not hit the rim. Outlet pass quickly to Pagano. She's going to feed a streaking Melissa Reeves, who scores her first field goal, and it's now 8-5 in favor of Gananda. Kimmel comes back with a mid-range jumper. Her first points. And it comes at the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. So 8-7. Gananda by 1, 1:50 to play. Backdoor to McGinnis, a beautiful play. And Dietzman will probably be the one called for the foul. Nice play, Pagano and McGinnis. No, it was Hannah Kimmel. Hannah Kimmel with a foul. Third team foul on Harpersville. First on Kimmel. Remember, she got 3 in a relatively short time yesterday. And McGinnis to shoot 2. Boy, I like that backdoor play. Shot by McGinnis. Misses. Yesterday, she was 9 for 11 from the free throw line. Harpersville has not attempted a foul shot yet, but the fouls on the board are even at 3. McGinnis, right-handed shooter. Up and good. So she's got a game-high 6 points. It's 9-7. Gananda by 2 over the Lady Hornets of Harpersville, who did not trail at all yesterday. Dietzman pounds it down inside to Livermore. Stepping in to make the steal is Jamie Cannon. What a super sub she's been. Pagano is going to be fouled as she did the crossover dribble. That's Amanda Frere's second foul. Savannah Murray checks back in for the Hornets. 1:34 to play, first quarter, 9-7 Gananda. We've had 3 lead changes and no ties so far. Cannon gets the inbounds pass from Allen. They love to try the back door, and it's not just McGinnis doing it. There goes the back door to McGinnis, but a steal by Kimmel. Recovered by Dietzman, and a hold from behind on Reeves. Melissa Reeves, her first foul. So here's the deal. These referees, the 3 referees here, are calling it a lot tighter than was called in either game yesterday. The fouls and depth are going to be a big factor. Drummond mishandles the pass but steals it back from her defender, Pagano. Inside Kimmel. And a double dribble will be called on Hannah Kimmel. That play, that possession started with Kimmel lofting a pass into Miranda Drummond. She, for some reason, did not catch it cleanly. The ball got knocked away, and Miranda had the presence of mind to stay with it and got the ball back. But the pass back to Kimmel netted a double dribble of all things. So 9-7, minute 5 to play, first quarter. State Class C Girls Championships. Pagano stops her dribble, the right side. McGinnis inside, the turnaround against Drummond. Blocked shot by Drummond, but Gananda hangs out of the ball. But just barely, Pagano out by the end line. She's going to run in very recklessly. McGinnis winds up with a ball. Another block shot, this time by Kimmel. Or no, check that, by Murray. Savannah comes all the way down, pumps it inside to Drummond. Off the glass, no good. Well, this is the mystique of this court and this setting. Championship games, you got to solve that shooting situation. When your heart is racing, you got to somehow find a way to make it a regular shot. And McGinnis tries that from three-point range. No good. Dietzman knocks the rebound out of bounds. It was going to go right into the hands of Melissa Reeves, but Dietzman was able to come from behind and punch it away. The score stays at 9-7. The ball stays at Gananda's end. 21.4 seconds to go. Shot clock turned off, so the Panthers can play for the last one if they choose to. If they can get the ball in bounds, they go to Reeves. Kicks it out to Pagano. Fakes, shoots for 3. It's going to be an air ball. It is out of bounds. Harpersville doing the job defensively this time on a hard man-to-man. And with 14 seconds to go, have plenty of time to tie it or take the lead at quarter's end. Maybe they'll even get a second shot if they miss it. Kimmel to Murray. Murray with 7 seconds. Back to Kimmel, left, right side. She does a little fake. 3-point shot, good! Harpersville takes the lead. 1 second to go. They will not get a shot off. And Harpersville has regained the lead. We had 4 lead changes in that quarter, folks. 10-9. Lady Hornets, this one's going to be a classic, I could just tell. 10-9 Harpersville. Stick around, it's the New York State Class C Girls Basketball Finals on WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in 3 different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
At MBT Bank, we understand that when it comes to home equity, people want straight talk and a fair deal. So here it is, straight up. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. Great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first, every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We want to thank Beagle's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville for their special sponsorship today, along with Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Hackmaster of Afton and Bainbridge, the River Club Restaurant in Afton, 88 BC Building Supply of Nineveh, and Sydney Federal Credit Union. New York State Class C Finals. It's what the girls dream of all season long. This is the 25th and final Scholastic game. There is no Class C Federation. Harpersville will have possession of the ball to start the second quarter. There's a little hesitation as to what, if everybody's ready. Everybody's looking around, smiling, and it's still early enough to where the teams can smile at each other. 10-9. Harpersville leads. 5 points for Hannah Kimmel. Three-pointers for both Dietzman and Kimmel. And Shannon McGinnis has six, predictably, to lead the team in blue. And Erin Dietzman, who thought about a three, had a hard-charging defender, so she tried to change up and pass inside to Drummond. She's called for the travel. So think of it this way. Gananda has first possession, and now they have the alternate possession in their favor. Pagano, very, very, very quick. She gets three varies on that quick. Pass dumped inside, and now the give and go. Melissa Reeves cutting the lane on the back screen. Nice play, and that's Miranda Drummond's first foul. A big key for the Hornets is to keep Drummond out of foul trouble. She got one early yesterday and then didn't get another one. At the line, Reeves will tie it up. We have our first tie in the state championship ball game, 10-10. Reeves was 1-for-2 in the first quarter, 5-for-8 yesterday. Don't have any stats on her for the season. But she definitely has good form, puts it up, and scores it. She did not even need a rim in that either of those foul shots. 11-10, another lead change. And the ball's on the ground. They're fighting for it. Kimmel able to get it over to Murray, and in all that bedlam, a 30-second timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. 11-10, Gananda leads Harpersville. 7:32 to go, second quarter, a short timeout. It is the state finals, Class C girls basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, now that Hannah Kimmel's made her first three-pointer, possibly she can relax a little bit and play her game. It's been a struggle. She's been called a couple of times for violations. A bad pass by Murray over for Dietzman. Good hands by Melissa Reeves, who thought maybe her deflection went right back off of Dietzman. At least her hands were in the prayer position. It is Sunday, you know. 11-10. High point pass to Drummond. Now Kimmel for Aaron Andrews, who's in the ballgame now, and a pass to Murray is deflected away. Drummond's going to catch up to it. It was all McGinnis for a layup. Drummond out raced her to the ball. Kimmel backs in, goes to Drummond, 15-footer, no. And the ball flopped around a bit. Now it's McGinnis. Quick outlet pass to Pagano. She will say no to the fast break. Left side, Allen fakes the three out to Pagano, and the top of the key now to Jamie Cannon. Jill Fire for three. Get it? Cannon, Fire. But she missed. But they still got the rebound. Pagano goes for three, and that looked good because it was right. I had the right angle from right behind her. Big shot by Julia Pagano. Her first points of the game, 14-10. Kimmel, shot or pass, I'm not sure which. Blocked by McGinnis. In transition to McGinnis. And the shot misses. Drummond keeps the ball alive. Big break for Harpersville because that would have been a six-point edge. Murray to Kimmel, three-pointer left side. It's good. Well, like I said, Hannah seems to be settling into those spots 14-13, 6:05 to go. This will not be the high-scoring game that either team enjoyed yesterday. Kimball late getting over to defend a pass that was intended for McGinnis. One of the few times that Kimball has two fouls this early in the ballgame. 5:58 to go. Keep that in mind. A lot of times in a final game, and I've seen it happen, players who don't normally get fouls are starting to take a little extra chances. And that was the situation right there where Kimball was late getting to the ball. Inside the pass for Reeves. She missed it, but got her own rebound and then threw it back out to Cannon. Amy Allen, now it works around to McGinnis for three. In and out. Rebounded, again by Reeves. He's been in the right place at the right time. Pass intended for Cannon. Overshot, but saved. And now it's loose. It's Kimball. Kimball being chased by two players. The layup is good. Kimball with a play that shows why she's Division I bound. He got double teamed and still made the basket. Ball thrown up, literally thrown up by Pagano. As she got caught underneath the basket on her way out of bounds, she scooped it up. Kimball for three again. Bank shot, no good. Murray rebounds for the Hornets. Goes inside to Kimball, then deflected to Livermore. In the corner, Kimball. Cross-court pass to Dietzman for three. No, it's short. So two more lead changes. Gananda with the lead, 16-15. 4:47 to go. This one is full of drama. Back and forth we go. Melissa Reeves guarded by Hannah Kimball. Harvestville staying. They go backdoor Kimball and to Cannon, who put up a blind shot, literally. You talk about making an impact. This Jamie Cannon has been unbelievably good. Drummond, surrounded by three players. Somebody commits the foul. That'll be Audrey Allen's first, and the team's fifth. Harpersville has six, and the player rotation for Harpersville has Freyer back in the game. She sets a screen for Kimball. Oh, the quick pass out to Freyer, almost lost the ball. To Drummond, foul line jump shot is no off the back of the rim. Quick rebound by Cannon. She's looking for the fast break. They will run and gun. Pass overshot. Melissa Reeves. Harpersville has to really get back quickly. We talked about the comparison of speed after the Harpersville game and during the Gananda game yesterday with Coach Ahrensbeck, and he still thought Harpersville was faster. But I'll tell you what, Gananda's got some wheels, and a foul as Kimball's driving the right side. Allen will be cited for her second in about 30 seconds worth of clock time. 4:05 left first half, 18-15. Gananda by three. They've led by as much as four. Harpersville's led by as much as three. More substitutions. It's 23 in the ballgame. That is Tiffany Gregoire. Kimball, 16-footer, swish. Well, this might be the game that Hannah does carry the team on her back. And a timeout asked for, a short timeout by Coach Tony Morabito. 3:55 to play, 18-17 first half action. Gananda by one over Harpersville. It's the Class C New York State Girls Basketball Finals on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Game of the championship weekend for the girls at Troy. We want to thank Andrew Puda for all of his work and expertise handling the facility here at Hudson Valley Community College. Done a nice job getting to know him and be friends with him these past 2 days. 18-17 is our score. Gananda brings the ball all the way up the court off the timeout. Three-pointer by Cannon. Oh, she looked at the three-pointer, didn't take it. McGinnis going to drive in on Drummond. Off the glass, no good. Everybody stood and watched it because they thought it was going in. Drummond got there late. McGinnis got there late. I don't think she expected to miss that shot. Possession arrow, and Gananda has it. A fresh 30-second clock. Cannon looking, out top to Reeves. Reeves drives in, shoots over the backboard, but she was trying to shoot through a defender. And that'll go on Kaylee Livermore. Now, here's the foul situation. It's a shooting situation, so we don't have to worry about bonus. But Gananda's now in the bonus because seven Harpersville fouls. First shot by Reeves is good. Reeves shooting 4 for 5 so far. Two fouls each on Amanda Frayer, Hannah Kimmel, and Kaylee Livermore. Two fouls for Shona Van Etten and Audrey Allen for Gananda. Second shot no good, and Kimmel will get the rebound. 19-17 the score, 3:26 to play in the first half. Kimmel looking to go around the screen. Double team, open as Dietzman. Back to Kimmel. Kimmel to the high post for Drummond. Tries to go through a double team. Ball got knocked away, and I thought maybe kicked, but no call. Pagano with a recovery. Drummond has been surrounded. She had such a good game yesterday. The defense is surrounding her. Pass to McGinnis from Reeves. Three-pointer, good. McGinnis had been scoreless in this quarter, including missing a few of her normal shots. Kimmel comes back for three, and it's short. Rebound, Drummond inside, good. Miranda Drummond's first point. Drummond was scoreless in the quarterfinal against Fabius Pompey, but had a huge game after that. She scores her first basket. The turnaround up and good for Tiffany Gregoire, her first points of the game. Five players have scored for Gananda. Double dribble off the steal. Boy, I looked down in my score sheet to put the numbers down, and Pagano came up with a steal on the inbounds and then took a tumble. She fell for a double dribble. They're checking to see if she's okay. Big ponytail behind her. I think she just was shocked a little bit on the fall. 24-19, largest lead for either team is 5 points at this juncture for Gananda over Harpersville. Murray to Drummond, way out in the top of the key, over to Dietzman. Inside Kimmel, off the double team, turnaround is good. Now she got a kind roll, to be honest with you. But she was double teamed, but the turnaround was good, 24-21. McGinnis to the right side, guarded by Drummond, passed into, well, Aaron Dietzman came up with a big defensive play that time. The pass was intended for Gregoire on the low post. And Gregoire off her hands. I tell you what, Pagano is a pesky defender. He just contended again on what looked like a routine play to Kimmel. So they'll reset. Kimmel gets the ball this time. Beats the double team. Pagano following her all the way. And the shot is wild, but the rebound by Livermore. Back out to Dietzman, top of the key for Frayer. To the right side for Kimmel for three, and it's good! We're tied up at 24. Good patience by the Harpersville Hornets on an ill-fated shot by Hannah Kimmel, and I never thought I'd ever say that. But that was a poor shot selection on the first part of that possession. You fast forward to the three passes later, and it was a great shot. Down the other side we come, and the left-handed shot by Tiffany Gregoire. She's got 4 points. Yesterday she had just a foul shot. Kimmel for three again. We'll take the lead. Yes, it happened. Kimmel with another three-pointer. She's got three this afternoon. 27-26, and the Hornets have regained the lead. We've got 8 lead changes in this ball game. Post down low, missed by Gregoire. On the weak side, it's Drummond with a rebound. Crossover dribble. She stops at the foul line. Passes to Kimmel. Kimmel given a little space. She doesn't take it, though. Dietzman for three. Not this time. And I think a push somewhere down, though, and I'm not sure if it's on Harpersville or Gananda. I guess that's Jamie Cannon's first foul. and it's the seventh foul. So both teams are in the bonus at this point, and at the line will be Amanda Frere. Big play for her. She sinks the basket. Amanda Frere came in 12 of 16 on the season. She's now 13 of 17. Doesn't get there much, but the results are pretty good. A two-point lead for the Hornets, 28-26 with 50.1 seconds to go. Frere cashes in again. Huge two free throws, 29-26, and a steal in the backcourt by Frere. She's going to drive in, and it does not go in, but she's fouled again by Melissa Reeves. Oh, Amanda Frere proving why she is the super sub of the Lady Hornet. What a swing from a five-point lead, 24-19. It's been a 10-2 run for the Lady Hornets, and Frere can add to that with two more free throws here. First one is up and no good. Gets a trio of support by Kimmel, Drummond, and Livermore. 42.3 seconds to go. Frere's second shot is, it's also no good. Drummond fights for the rebound. Wrestled away by Tiffany Gregoire. Up the court comes Pagano all the way. She's fouled. And that could be Kaylee Livermore's third foul. And it's going to be exactly that. Third personal foul on Kaylee Livermore. That's going to spell Savannah Murray off the bench. And the first shot by Julia Pagano is good. She's got 6 points all in the second quarter. Harpersville has held Shannon McGinnis to just a three-pointer in this quarter, 9 overall. She had 22 at the halftime break yesterday in the semifinal game against Voorheesville. 29-27, 35 seconds to go. Pagano's second shot is good as well. 7 for Pagano. A one-point difference, 29-28. 5 second difference on the shot and game clocks. Cross court to Dietzman. Cross back to Drummond. Drummond keeping in the middle. Drives in. She's got a chance. Oh, goes to Dietzman. Little six-footer. Good! Aaron Dietzman with a basket. Nice pass from Drummond. Kimmel was not involved in the offense that time. It probably helped because she got so much attention. Kimmel with a block shot. Here she comes in transition. Behind the back. She lost her footing. And double dribble on Cannon. Wow, back and forth and back and forth. And Hannah Kimmel got going a little too fast for her own good. That might work in the MAC, but I tell you what, against this undefeated Gananda team, it did not work. She's lucky to come out of that unscathed. 2 seconds to go. Murray for three. No good. And that'll end the half with Harpersville 31 and Gananda 28. One loss between these two schools in 48 scholastic ball games in the season. And they are living up to their billing as the number one and number two teams in Class C New York State Public High School. So we'll take a break, come back, and we'll give you the totals and talk about other portions of this state championship weekend as you're listening to the New York State Class C Girls Basketball Finals on WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate milk, skim milk.
Check out Mang Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MangInsurance.com. Mang is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back for halftime here at the final Scholastic game at the site of the New York State Girls High School Basketball Public High School Championships and the final Scholastic game in the 2010-2011 season of high school basketball on WCDO. The last 12 or so are being archived by Joe Gardner for WCDO Sports On Demand, and the right time to be doing it because we've got a lot of great highlights during the year, and we've got a lot of great postseason games, including some real dandies, like as Harry Graves would say, Odessa Montour at Harpersville comes to mind. The same night, Sydney overcoming that 18-4 deficit in the first quarter to beat Groton after losing to Groton on their home floor 2 years in a row, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, Harpersville's run to this game right here, in which they lead at halftime, 31-28. Our Maravano Halftime Report, brought to you by Maravano Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-4328. I have the feeling I won't get to see the halftime stats, although I'm going to put a play in for somebody up here that might be able to go down and chase them down. The newspapers are on courtside across from the scores table. Time Warner Cable is here. They will get the stats because that's where the stats are being kept. Me, on the other hand, I am up on the opposite side, up on a ledge. You got to take an elevator to get here. So I have the feeling I will be shut out of that. I will stick around, though, to see the final stats, if nothing else. But Harpersville leads 31-28. There have been two ties at 10 and at 24, and there have been eight lead changes. Harpersville had the lead early with Savannah Murray's basket. A three-pointer by Shannon McGinnis brought it to 3-2, and the battle was on between the two best teams in Class C girls New York State. Shannon McGinnis leads her team with 9 points. She's getting good support from Julia Pagano, who had 7 all in the second quarter. 6 by Melissa Reeves, including 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and back-to-back hoops by Tiffany Gregoire off the bench. They've done some nice things. Jamie Cannon had that a play that I would have been proud to try in a game of horse. She's got 2 points. So all told, 6 2-pointers, 3 three-pointers, 7 for 10 from the free throw line, and 70%. Hornets aren't getting to the line much at all. In fact, Amanda Freyer has all 4 free throws, so she is 2 for 4. But she has, her entrance into the game sparked the Hornets from the midway point in the second quarter, as the Hornets were down 24-19, and from that point they outscored the opposition 12-4. It is 31-28. Hannah Kimmel got off to a rough start. She's normally right out of the blocks ready to go, and she was ready to go as a player, but shooting-wise didn't have the touch. She hit a 2 and a 3 in the first quarter, and then when she hit that three-pointer in the second quarter, I made a comment that she hit the shot that she wants to hit. It wasn't forced. It wasn't a compromise. It was a shot that was worked out for her to take. She hit it, and I think her confidence just shot right up because she hit a couple other baskets in transition, and she hit another three before the end of the quarter. So she's got a game-high 17 points. She had 12 in the second quarter. That is far short of the, well, short of the record of 19 in a quarter. And the listings in the record books go down to 14. So she almost made that. Shannon McGinnis, who had 22 points at halftime yesterday, has 9 this time. Her 33 points ties her for 11th best in state tournament action for just one game. She has a chance to hit that or even better. If she can hit some more points, she'll make that list as well for an overall tournament. Elsewhere for Harvestville, they've got 5 points from Erin Dietzman. Again, very timely with her shot. Savannah Murray had the first basket of the game for 2. Miranda Drummond has struggled. She's got just 1 basket, but it was a classic Drummond basket that she got on an offensive rebound and put it back up and in. So that was a big shot. Her defense has been on McGinnis, has done very well. She's only got 1 foul. So overall, they have 1, 2, 3, 4. They have 6 two-pointers. They have 4 three-pointers. And, of course, in that quarter, they scored 21 points. So they're just about on pace to hit that 66 average. They got 31 now. They got off to that slow start with 10. Going to take another break. All championships are in now. The last one, last D, as we got set up here, Coleman Catholic. John Coleman Catholic in the Class D defeating Chattagay. So should be an interesting Class C final second half, as we've had 2 ties and 8 lead changes, and the best of the best are here on this court to wrap up the public high school girls championship weekend at Hudson Valley Community College. We'll take our final break when we come back. Second half action. Morabito Energy Products, thank again for a great sponsorship year for the halftime show, and we will have a second half I hope local fans will be proud of. It's coming up at the New York State Class C Girls Basketball Finals on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Thank you, folks, for tuning in today. I know this is on cable, and maybe some of you are actually watching the cable, the video, and listening to the audio. I don't know how these folks are here, and they're all dressed up nicely, I will say that. And they've been here all weekend, and it's been a hard-working crew, no question about that. They've had to transition from game to game to game, and that's a lot of names and a lot of arrangements. But our Morabito Energy Products concludes for the final time this year, and Harpersville starts with the ball and a three-point lead for the third quarter underway. Murray fakes the three, drives in, goes underneath the basket, kicks it to Drummond, who's wide open for a little three-footer. Savannah Murray going penetration and then getting the double teamed for an easy pass to Miranda Drummond, who's just sitting there ready to put it in. 33-28, the largest lead for Harpersville. McGinnis tries to feed inside to Allen, missed it, and Drummond has the rebound. Allen was caught too far underneath the basket, otherwise a nice pass. Kimmel for three, right side, no, off the front of the rim. Murray goes for the rebound and gets it. She's into the corner for Drummond. Drummond hits a running Kimmel off the glass, no good. Kept alive by Livermore, and from behind the third official, who happens to be a female official, calls Livermore for an over-the-back, and that's going to be 4 on Haley Livermore. So first main game changer. The fourth ball for Kaylee Livermore. So in comes Amanda Frere. Possibly gaining a little bit of offense. Staying about the same on defense. But shortening the rotation for Kurt Ahrensbeck. So it'll be a harder coaching job in the foul trouble situation. Nice catch by Melissa Reeves. The catch, the turn, twice off the backboard and in. Melissa Reeves with a quality high school play right there. 33-30. Kimmel, pass gets away from her. It's Murray at the foul line. Kicks it over to open Dietzman. Dietzman fakes the three, goes inside to Drummond. Drummond goes back out and goes reverse underneath the basket. Goes to Frere. Now it's Murray from the right side. Missed it. McGinnis rebounds. Borgananda. Oh, Harpersville missed a chance there to extend their lead. 33-30. Allen to Pagano at the top of the key. Pagano, no look pass to number five, Shauna Van Etten, and she scores her very first basket, but what a beautiful play that was. Drummond, and footer, good. Miranda Drummond had nobody to rebound if she had missed, but she makes it. It's 35-32. Long pass up ahead to Allen. Cutting the lane is Reeves. She mishandled the ball, got it back to Allen for the pass. Pagano, guarded by Murray. Battle of the number twos. The shot, Drummond defends McGinnis very well, but the ball stays alive. Gananda will score a three-pointer with Audrey Allen. Her first point of the ball game. Wow. Kimmel has a double team, so somebody's open. It's Frere. Bakes goes inside. Pass. The shot is blocked, but a foul called on Shannon McGinnis. That'll be her second foul. Remember, Hannah Kimmel had two fairly early in the game for her. She still got the two. Amanda Frere made her first two, missed her next two at the line. She gets two more on this time up the floor and makes the first one. So if she makes this one, she'll be right in tune with her 75% season rate. 5:39 to go, 36-35, and it's in. So it had been tied at 35. I didn't want to neglect that. Our third tie of the ballgame at 35 on that very, well, a three-pointer by Audrey Allen. So a little run by Gananda, and they've got the ball back, trailing by two. Battle of number twos and number fives are guarding each other. Same uniform number. The stop and pop by Pagano missed it. In the corner is McGinnis. She turns around. She's more open than she originally thought and banks it in. 11 points for McGinnis. We're tied at 37. Kimmel draws a lot of attention. 16-footer. Good. Oh, she got away from the defense. 19 points and a long pass by McGinnis goes out of bounds. Poorly thrown ball by Gananda's guard. They have not done it that much today. Kimmel will be met with a double team. And now a triple team. The open is Dietzman, back out to Kimmel. Down low on the pass to Frere, who made her sure Hannah saw her. Frere, oh, she lost the ball. She tried to catch it and move too quickly. Lost the ball. McGinnis had it, gives it off to Pagano. 39-37. The Hornets miss another opportunity to extend the lead beyond two. Reeves, top of the key, guarded by Kimmel. McGinnis, oh, given room by Drummond to shoot, and she does not score. Misses the three. I thought that was down. Kimmel. All the way in transition. 18-footer this time. Nothing but net. Quick strike, Hannah Kimmel. 42-37, the five-point lead. The most for Harpersville for the second time. Julia Pagano into the corner for Audrey Allen, trying another three, and she nails it. And a timeout on the floor with 4:04 to play. Is it a shorty or is it a longy? It's a short one. Well, we'll stay right here and give credit to our sponsors yet again. It's Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Roberts Eye Care Associates in Sydney and Vestal, Midwest Vaco of Sydney, Wilbur National Bank, McDonald's Restaurant in Sydney, and McDowell and Walker in Apton, Sydney, and Delhi. What a list we've had, Aaron. What a list of regular sponsors who have been on our website. It's not something that you think of really when you think high school basketball. Like, hey, let's get on the website and see who sponsored it. No, that's not what it's all about. It's when you're looking at the website and it's right in front of you and you go, wow, look how many sponsors for high school basketball. I think WCDO was the only radio station for the entire weekend. And I was treated like a king up here because of that. 42-40. Harpersville comes away from the timeout with a two-point lead. In the corner, three-pointer for Dietzman. Yes! Erin, senior Dietzman. Her second three-pointer. She's got five this weekend. 44-40. Driving in is Reeves. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Savannah Murray. She beat McGinnis to the ball. In position means everything. 44-40. Driving in again. She'll stop with a 12-footer. Way off the mark. Rebounded by Allen. Well, Savannah Murray is going to hear it from the Gananda crowd of airball, but you got to give her credit for the energy level. Pagano to the right side for Van Etten. Now to Allen, back to Pagano, top of the keys, directing the offense. All seniors on this team. McGinnis, guarded by Drummond, drives in and might have traveled. Yeah, she did travel. Took an extra step. Good help defense. Drummond and I think it was Murray, making it hard for McGinnis to get into a comfort shot. Kimmel behind the back. Triple team. Open is Dietzman. Three again. No, not this time. Rebound by Drummond. And they keep the possession going. She's going to drive all the way in. Off the glass. No, she's called for a travel. Oh, Kurt Ahrensbeck on the far side. Harpersville girls are on the far side today. Away from me. But I saw Kurt get up quickly, thinking there was contact. 44-40, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Harpersville leads by four in the New York State Class C Championship ballgame. And it has been quite a game. The best two teams by far are on the court. Nobody is surprised to see these two in the finals. A quick shot put up by Pagano, missed. Rebound Dietzman. Erin Dietzman passes over to Kimmel. Murray. I'm sorry. She had to come back to get the ball. To the right side for Kimmel. Makes the three-pointer. Comes around to the left side. Pass that gets through Freyer's hands, but it was deflected first. To be fair, it was deflected first by, I think, Melissa Reeves. So Hannah's looking for the open player. Let's remember that. She is triple-teamed at times. So there are two girls open, and it's a matter of can Gananda recover. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but that's what makes this game so much fun to watch today. 44-40, 2:15 to go. Reeves drives in on Drummond. Before the shot, I believe, but the referee seems to indicate a two-shot foul. Yeah, they'll give it to her. Miranda Drummond, second foul. She's played excellent on the defensive end today. So at the line, Melissa Reeves, she's been busy there. She's 4-for-6. This one in, out, and back in. Only one double-figure score for Gananda. That is Shannon McGinnis, who has been held to 11 points. She had six in the first quarter. Second one in, and this time it stays out, 44-41. Up comes Kimmel, driving all the way, and then passes over to Freyer. But in the meantime, a foul called on Julie Pagano, I think. I'm sorry, Shauna Van Etten, number five. There was a two and a five right there. That's her third foul. But she will stay in the ballgame. Pass out to Murray. Murray fakes the pass, goes to the foul line, kicks it over, and another push. And it's going to be against... I'm not sure. Amanda Freyer. Okay, Amanda Freyer cited for, on a screen it looks like, pushing over Julia Pagano. This is the second time she's gone to the floor and gotten banged up a bit. Her knee is not 100%. You can tell because she's giving way to it a little bit, but that's not going to stop her in this case. The inbounds pass comes to Reeves. Long pass ahead. Pagano's got to catch up to it. The heck with the knee. Driving in, a little bit out of control, and sure enough, it's going to be recovered by Harpersville, and a foul in redemption from behind. Savannah Murray got the steal. See which Gananda player got called. That's Audrey Allen and her third. So now, here's the interesting foul situation. Two starters for Gananda with three fouls, Shauna Van Etten and Audrey Allen. And then a pass thrown away down low by Harpersville. Gives the ball right back to the Panthers. 44-41 is the score. 1:48 to go, third quarter. Harpersville leads by three. Both teams with three team fouls. I mentioned the foul trouble for Gananda. Harpersville has Amanda Freyer with three. Haley Livermore with four. Audrey Allen on a double team back to Pagano. Her shot misses. Rebound, Drummond. Beats McGinnis to the ball. Again with position in her favor. Drummond to the left side. Wide open is Dietzman. Back out to Murray. Murray for a three. Big shot. Oh, around the rim. No good. McGinnis with a rebound. Would have doubled the Hornet lead. A minute 17 to play. No lead changes in this quarter, but Harpersville has not been able to pull away. Just when you think they're going to get a 6 or 7 point lead, they'll miss a couple shots, and then Gananda will come down and score themselves. Around the screen, McGinnis for a long three, and it's nothing but net. Shannon McGinnis. Her third three-pointer. Kimmel comes down with 50 seconds to go. Looked at a drive on the right side, didn't like it, came back out, and is fouled by Shauna Van Etten. And that's her fourth. So now one player on each team with four fouls. They're going to see what their depth of bench is. And Jamie Cannon, who did a very nice job in the second quarter, is back on the floor. 49.4 seconds, a fresh 30 second for the Hornets. Kimmel to the left side for Dietzman. Back to Kimmel, who drives and shoots and misses. The ball is kept alive by Drummond. Stolen by Audrey Allen. Stolen back by Drummond. Oh, my gosh, a back-and-forth steal fest. 30 seconds to go. Cross court to Dietzman. In the corner, Frere. Now to Drummond driving in. The ball is lost. It's on the floor. And it is a timeout by Gananda in all that hubbub. So 23 seconds to go. 44-44 tie. Our fifth tie of the game. A full timeout. Check with us back. We've got lots more to go. Live state basketball coverage on WCDO.
At Wilbur National Bank, customers tell us it's not numbers that matter, but people. So if you're looking for business banking, make us part of your plans. If you're looking for personal banking, make us part of your future. Either way, you'll get the great service we built our reputation on. See why all banks are not alike, and why for over 130 years, our customers couldn't agree more.
Bank on our good name.
Wilbur National Bank.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. And for 89 years, Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at Hudson Valley Community College. Looking at numbers, and I just may have 2 points shorted on Harpersville. But it is 44-44, 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hornets have to make sure that people in foul trouble don't get in deeper foul trouble in the last possession. McGinnis dribbling all around. She just makes it past half court. 12 seconds to go on the clock. Chance for Gananda to take their first lead in a while. Pagano. She's going to drive in, and the layup is no good. Rebound. Cannon throws it up. No good. And time expires. The Hornets dodge a major bullet. Gananda had two shots and came up empty, both inside, and the Hornets survived that quarter, 44-44 tie. We've got 8 minutes at least to decide the New York State Class C Girls Basketball Champion for 2010-11. Stick around. We'll find out who it is on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here?
Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit.
Local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 6 3-pointers for Gananda. Twice as much as they had in the entire game yesterday. They didn't need the three because they were pounding it inside with success. They have not had the success inside against Harpersville. Credit the defense on that. Hannah Kimmel leads all scorers with 21, including 3 3-pointers of her own. 6 points for Miranda Drummond, 8 for Aaron Dietzman, including 2 3-pointers. Amanda Frayer, 4 for 6 off the bench from the line for 4 points. And our final 8 minutes ready to go. It's Gananda with the ball to start the quarter. Harpersville led by as much as 5. Gananda came back to tie but did not take the lead. They have a chance to do so right here. And a foul on the non-shooting style. Well, that's on Gananda. That's a push. 15 foul on the Panthers, and that call is on Audrey Allen, and that is her fourth. So now the pendulum swings a little bit over to Gananda's in terms of foul trouble. Coach is going to keep her in the ball game, though. Big decisions for these coaches, I'm going to tell you. Murray to the left side for Kimmel. Had to reach a bit to make the catch. She's single guarded by Pagano. Around a screen, the give and go, but it's broken up by Melissa Reeves. Audrey Allen with a recovery after the breakup. Oh, the chess match continues. Still a high-scoring game, all things considered. Pagano, who has scored 7 points in the second quarter, was scoreless in the third. There's a steal by Kimmel. Saved out. Oh, saved by Pagano. No, it was not saved after all. Kimmel thought she had a routine save, and then thought she was very close to the line and did indeed step on it, where it says Hudson Valley Community College in yellow on a green, huge green stripe. The Vikings of Hudson Valley Community College. Wonder if any of these girls will wind up playing here. 44 all tied, 7:21 to go in this championship ball game. Cannon inbounds, and it's broken up by Amanda Frayer. It's Cannon. Tiffany Gregoire's in for Gananda. Shannon McGinnis, Melissa Reeves, and Julia Pagano. McGinnis on the left wing, guarded by Drummond. She lost the dribble. Punched inside to Gregoire. Around the rim, no good. Rebounded by Kimmel. Kimmel changes directions to the right. Comes up. Now she's up the middle. She's going to drive in. Untouched. It's, oh, she misses the shot, but she's fouled. I had said untouched. Not completely true. She looked like she was going to be completely touched, but from behind came a foul on Julia Pagano, and that's only her first. So Kimmel at the line for the very first time today. Can you believe that? Makes it. She's at 179, now 180 free throws. Shooting 72% on the season. I think she'll be there more often in this fourth quarter than she has up to this point. I bet she's got at least 6 more in her based on the fact she'll have the ball in her hands. 46-44. Harpersville by 2. They have not given up the lead since midway in the second quarter. And a drive down the lane by number 33, Melissa Reeves. She is fouled by Lindsay. I said that for the third time. By Hannah Kimmel. People are going to listen to this for years later going, you've followed Hannah Kimmel all year long. How could you possibly call her Lindsay? But I did. Shot missed by Melissa Reeves. Reeves has almost been the designated free throw shooter for Gananda. She had a streak of 4 in a row. She's 5 for 8, now 5 for 9. She was 5 for 8 yesterday. Shot is good. Second one is good. She's got 10 points. Second on the team in scoring. Nobody else for Harpersville besides Kimmel with double figures. Dietzman back out to Kimmel. Around the screen. Back door to Frayer. To the foul line for Drummond. Shot is blocked. Blocked by Cannon and recovered by McGinnis. Miranda Drummond getting a couple shots blocked today. 46-45, Harpersville by one. Again, the Panthers have a chance to take the lead. Tiffany Gregoire, who missed inside, passes to the right side for Pagano. Driving in off the glass, good. Julia Pagano is back in business. And we have our ninth tie. Savannah Murray to the right side for Kimmel. Kimmel backs out, goes around the screen, shoots for three, way off the mark. Not the best shot to take, regardless of even if it went in. That would have been amazing. Pagano holds the ball over her head, dumps it inside to McGinnis. The shot is up, around, no good. And Drummond avoided getting called for the foul on the first shot, but when the miss came down to McGinnis, she tried to block it and got called for her third personal foul. 47-46. And it looks like Coach Ehrensbeck wants a timeout. Amanda Frere relays the signal. 47-46. Gananda with her first second half lead. It's a full timeout. 5:48 left in this barn burner of a championship game on WCDL.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, and I had a chance to try to get some addition going here with the points, and I have the, and I think I have 3 points short on the Harpersville side. So for that, I'll immediately say sorry, because there's no way I can correct it. It keeps stats a long way away. So with a quiet gymnasium, Shannon McGinnis is at the line to shoot two, and she makes the first one. And the lead goes to two now for Gananda. They did not have a lead in the third quarter at all, but came back to tie it 44 all at the end of that quarter. Second shot for McGinnis is good. Big free throws there. 16 points for McGinnis. Up comes Kimmel, trailing by three, 49-46. Murray over to Dietzman on the left wing. They don't want her taking a three anymore, that's for sure. Murray dribbles to the right side for Livermore, who's back in the game. Double team open to is Kimmel. So is Dietzman, but she won't take it. Kimmel guarded by McGinnis. Eight on the shot clock. Five on the shot clock. Two on the shot clock. She goes up and is hit from behind on the shot. It'll be a three-point free throw. And the foul is on Jamie Cannon. They had her defended extremely well, and it became a chase game. Kimmel was just dribbling away from everybody, but when she would dribble away from one, two more came in. She was caught out of position, put it up with 2 seconds on the shot clock, and got hit. So with the fouls amassed by Gananda, seven fouls, it's bonus time. But this, I believe, will be three shots at the line for Anna Kimmel, and she makes the first one. Substitution now. Number five is Shauna Van Etten, and she's going to have to wait because this is a three-shot sequence, and you got to wait till the one before the last one. Normally it's two, but in this case she'll have to wait. And now she can come in. Both shots so far made by Kimmel. One more would tie it. And one of the things with Jamie Cannon is she's got a taped up left wrist, and I think that might have also came into play on the contact. Shot made. She's made five. five in a row. Good players make the good plays. 49-49. Back to the tie with 5:12 to play. That is six ties in the ballgame, my friends. McGinnis drives inside, gets the two. 18 points for Hearn. It's 51-49. Kimmel gets away from a double team, and now there's a hold on Pagano, and that'll be a one-and-one. That's what Kimmel does so well. She gets the contact. I mean, Pagano is protesting it, but, I mean, she had both hands hooked on Hannah Kimmel's wrist. Or so it looked from here, anyway. Hannah Kimmel at the line. I said she would get there more than twice. Yeah. This is her sixth shot. You'll get it, but it's a one-and-one. Nothing's guaranteed yet. Shot is up, and it's no good. Chased into the corner by Pagano. She gets there first. Kimmel was there second. Pagano has the ball, 51-49. Crossed over dribble, stolen by Kimmel. Kimmel's trying to outrace the defenders, and a ball goes out of bounds off of Julia Pagano. Nicely defended. As fast as Hannah Kimmel is, she could not outrun Julia Pagano, who's about 8 inches shorter. 51-49. The inbounds pass comes to Drummond. Drummond triple-teamed over to Dietzman. Big three-pointer. No. Missed. Rebounded by Livermore. Missed. Drummond gets the rebound. Back outside to Murray. Now it's Kimmel. Pagano on her. Or no, it's Van Etten on her. Over to Drummond. Has to save it. Pass to Kimmel. Gets away from the defense. Down to Dietzman. 14 on the shot clock. Kimmel backs out. Goes to Dietzman. Now to Murray. Around the screen. She's in the corner. They get a double-teamer. And I knew this was going to happen. Kurt Ahrensbeck calls a timeout. The pass got into Miranda Drummond, but so a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here to give our sponsors who have been so gracious to us, not only the postseason overall, but for this Harpersville team battling their hearts out here in Troy. 51-49, they trail with 4:16 to go, but they will have the ball. And our sponsorships include D&D Trophies of Afton, AmeriGas in Sydney, Bainbridge Pharmacy, Kent's Paint Service of Nineveh, Center Village Market in Harpersville, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Belden Homes in Harpersville. What the heck? NBT Bank, Hawkins Homes of Harpersville, Henry's Drive-In of Afton, the Madden family at Osterout Madden Funeral Home in Harpersville, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, and Bread and Butter Country Store right there in Harpersville by the school. 51-49, Hornets with six on the shot clock. Dietzman goes to Kimmel. 3 seconds on the shot clock. She'll put it up long distance, way off the mark. And even if Drummond did get the rebound, it's a shot clock violation. So a little bit of panic setting in on Harpersville. Plenty of time left. Two-point lead from Gananda. They had a lead as high as 5 points. Harpersville's had a lead as high as 5 points. Pagano, crossover dribble. She's equally good left-hand, right-hand, dribbling the ball down underneath. Stolen away by Livermore, and now a possession. Oh, check that, possession arrow. It'll be Hornets ball. Kaylee Livermore caught somebody on the blind side. I think it was Van Etten, but Van Etten didn't give up. She went, got the ball back. So possession arrow in favor of Harpersville. Dietzman to the corner, back out to Kimmel. Kimmel to the top of the key. Murray for three. No. Rebound by Dietzman, and another possession arrow. Boy, these teams are battling it out. I'm telling you, this is a Class C final for the ages. Substitution, Audrey Allen checks back in for Tiffany Gregoire, who gave quality minutes for Coach Tony Morabito. 3:42 to go. 51-49, Gananda Panthers by two. And the basketball. The sure-handed Julia Pagano marks out the play. Coming out is number five, Shauna Van Etten. Driving in is Reeves. Missed the layup. And into the hands of Kimmel. Battled by Pagano, and then it squirts loose, and it's Murray. Murray with a bad pass. Stolen. It was deflected first, then stolen. The stop and pop is around the rim, and good for number five, Shauna Van Etten. Only her second basket. 53-49. Kimmel, an offensive foul. And boy, are the Gananda people excited. Anna Kimmel, Charlie Horse. Oh, goodness, she is doubled over. Anna Kimmel asking Coach Ehrensbeck to call a timeout. She hit number five, Shauna Van Etten, full feed. Shauna took a gamble and is getting hugged by her teammates. That could be the play of the game right there. Still 3:06 to play, but an offensive foul on Kimmel gives her four. That's another thing to remember. A full timeout asked for by Coach Kurt Ehrensbeck. They were checking her injury first. Now there's a timeout. All right, 53-49. Get on the Panthers by four. And with the ball when we come back, it's the New York State Class C Girls Championship Basketball Finals on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is pleased to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Check out their website 24/7/365 for over 130 cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from. Every vehicle comes with the Forever Advantage program and is backed by our state-of-the-art service department. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, online at butlerautosales.com or call 563-1522. It's a name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, addition-wise, I think it's gotten worse for me. I think I'm missing 9 points. Very strange. I'm usually very accurate with these games, especially when I know I can't get help from the scorers table. All right, back to the live action. 3:06 to play. Pagano, McGinnis, Reeves, Van Etten, and Allen, the five starters for Gananda in the ballgame right now. Around the screen comes Reeves. She drives in. Murray shuts her off. Traveling is the call. Big call. Defensively, Savannah Murray, yesterday's Dynamic Defense Award winner, comes up big again. Forces the turnover. Amanda Frayer is in the ballgame and is setting a screen for Kimmel. She won't need it. She gets the ball. Pagano guards her. Backing in. And when I say backing in, it's the top of the key. To Dietzman. Back out to Murray. Murray called for the travel. Well, now it's gotten to the point where they're not trusting anybody but Hannah Kimmel to shoot the ball, and that could be the wrong thing to do. I mean, look at Dietzman. She's got 2 3-pointers. Amanda Frayer's got to the line 3 different times for 6 shots and made 4 of them. Miranda Drummond, unofficially 6 points. She's been held in check. 53-49, Pagano playing with Murray from a ball-handling standpoint. Back and forth she goes. McGinnis driving in on Drummond. Double team over to Reeves in the corner. Pagano guarded by Murray. Driving in. McGinnis. Good. Uh-oh. Largest lead of the game for either team. 6 points. 55-49. Kimmel to the high post for Drummond. Drummond over for Dietzman. Open for three. Go! It's in and out. Rebound. Kimmel. Hannah Kimmel with 2 more points. Unofficially 28, 55-51, a minute 54 to go, plenty of time. But there's got to be some stops here on the part of the Hornet defense. Gananda undefeated. This is probably the closest game they have ever played this year. Driving in is number 5, scoring Shauna Van Etten. Where does she come from offensively? Long pass up ahead to Drummond. She'll drive, and Drummond drives in, missed it. There was some contact, no call. Cross-court pass to Melissa Reeves, 57-51, and Gananda starting to sense that there is going to be a championship going back to the Rochester area. Follows on Savannah Murray. Now that's the first foul that will put, make that second foul that will put Gananda into the bonus. They lead by 6, 57-51. Harpersville not used to playing from behind this late in the game. They've lost once to Casanova. But it's been all Hannah Kimmel in the fourth quarter, and that's not what Harpersville wanted to do. They wanted to spread it out a little more. So here's the 1-1. Shot missed. The ball came out long enough, though, that McGinnis kept the hand on it. Big, big, big play for Gananda. That should have been an easy rebound for Harpersville, and it was not. A minute 8 to play. Shot clock down to 18. Down to a minute to play, and a foul on Aaron Dietzman. They stopped the clock because there's 58.6 seconds to go, and now possessions are key. Gananda's defense on the rest of the Hornets, while they're still trying to chase Hannah Kimmel, has been phenomenal. There's no question about that. 57-51, 58.6 seconds to go. Allen at the line for a 1-1. She misses, but the ball comes down to McGinnis. That's the second miss. That's the second miss, and it's going to be frustration for Harpersville. I can just sense it. 50 seconds to go. Good pass around by Gananda as they spread it out. And another foul, and if that looks like five on, that looks like the fifth on Hannah Kimmel. That will be her fifth. The key on that for Hannah Kimmel was her fourth, which was an offensive. That put her out of whack a little bit. And her dad is right there, the assistant coach, and I know the tears are flowing for Hannah Kimmel. 57-51. Two 1-1 misses on the part of the Gananda Lady Panthers. Harpersville did what they needed to do, and that was foul in a bonus with people that didn't have foul trouble. One was Savannah Murray, one was Aaron Dietzman. They both picked up their first foul. And each time the player for Gananda, first Melissa Reeves, then Audrey Allen, missed the 1-1, the first shot. But each time the ball just seemed to go right into the hands of Shannon McGinnis. And that's the difference right there. And now the difference has been elevated by Hannah Kimmel's final foul. It may be her first time fouling out of a high school game, at least in her senior year. I know she's had a few games with four. But Gananda looks so relaxed right now. They have handled the pressure very, very well and have a six-point lead with 46.7 seconds to go. Our sponsorship today included Sydney Federal Credit Union, 88 BC Billing Supply of Nineveh, the River Club Restaurant in Afton, Taxmaster in Afton and Bainbridge, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, and Beagle's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville. The Lady Hornets' dream season, 46.7 seconds from an ending that they do not want to experience. The shot is made by Shauna Van Etten. And it was the last 1-1 situation, so everything from here on in is going to be two. Van Etten, all 7 points in the second half. She makes both. Now it's a three-possession game without Hannah Kimmel. Savannah Murray up the floor. Dietzman to Murray, and it's out of bounds. So the Hornets are pretty much crumbling. And Coach Ahrensbeck gives them the signal that somebody's got a foul. Right now that's the only thing they can do. Oh, steal! Emily McElwain in the game. Murray for three. No, missed it. And there's a push on... Well, there's finger pointing by the official. Hard to tell. And it looks like it might be on Amanda Frere. Well, Harpersville had the lead for about 75% of today's game. But it's not the percentage. It's when you have the lead. And it looks like right now their season, which would be over today anyway, is over on a sad note. But 32.8 seconds remain. Two-shot mandatory. It's up and good for Shauna Van Etten, who has become the star of the show right now for Gananda, as she's hit three free throws in a row. She's got 9 points, seven of those in the fourth quarter. Make it 10-8. Huge free throws. 61-51. Well, the largest lead, very deceiving. Drummond for her first three-pointer. If she made it, would have been her first of the year. She missed it. 20 seconds to go. And I think Coach Ahrensbeck just saying, back off. Back off. Let him pass the time. Pass over half court to Reeves. Now to Pagano. 8 seconds to go in the undefeated season for Gananda. Will remain undefeated. McGinnis has the ball to end it. Drops it down for the official. And Gananda storms the court for a 25-0 season to remember for Gananda. But don't ever shortchange the Harpersville Lady Hornets, who kept it all on the court and came up 10 points short today, scoring just 7 points in the fourth quarter. And finishing with 51. Well, that'll, as I'm watching down there, it's one of those bittersweet moments, the third time that I've experienced it here following local girls in the finals anyway. If you go back to 1992, when Sydney went to Queensbury High School, they lost in the first round to Cambridge as Kelly Starr put up 39 big ones, still one of the top five scoring games of all time in the girls' Final Four. 1999, Bainbridge Guilford made it to the final game to lose to Bloomfield, who capped off their undefeated season. Morrisville, who was playing in a Class B league for the most part in their season, upended the perfect season to that point of Coach Lorraine Fleisig and the girls' basketball team at Sydney. And those are the, those are two of the three finals. Here's the third final today. Heartbreak for Harpersville, no question about it. But we will be back, and my totals are wrong for Harpersville, and I apologize for that, but they're correct, ironically, for Gananda. But the Panthers and Coach Tony Morabito, 25-0, winning 61-51 this afternoon from Hudson Valley Community College. So stick around. We'll have our postgame show on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we understand that when it comes to home equity, people want straight talk and a fair deal. So here it is, straight up. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. Great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first, every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, welcome back, and the heartache of defeat for the Harpersville Lady Hornets. And I have all kind of unofficial numbers, so I'm going to be regretting that for a long time to come as this game stays on the archives for WCDOradio.com Sports On Demand. And Gananda celebrating after they just went through all of the Harpersville names. Gananda will be coming out to get their player by player by player. So as we do that, we give you our postgame sponsors for the final time this year. NBT Bank, Outstanding Offense Award sponsors. At NBT Bank, you're never far from the star that stands for personal and powerful community banking. Reach for your star with NBT Bank, member FDIC. By Meng Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Meng Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Central New York community for more than 100 years. Meng proudly supports local sports on WCDL. Well, the first half excitement that ended with Harpersville leading by three, and even the excitement through through three quarters, where it was 44-44, gave way to a dynamic, if I can use that word, 17-point performance in the fourth quarter by the Gananda Panthers. And they had the balance today to back up their undefeated record as they put three players with 10 or more points and another one with 9. And the balance there certainly overtook the lack of balance for Harpersville. And Ironically, the balance for Harpersville is what got them the lead, as all the attention was on Hannah Kimmel. There were players open for shots like Aaron Dietzman, Savannah Murray, and, of course, Miranda Drummond working hard. And it just was not to be today. It was one of those games where you knew it was going to be a nail-biter, and, all right, the last minute wasn't, but for most of the game it was. Each possession was crucial. Each call was crucial. Each shot, it meant something. Each foul shot meant something, and each foul meant something. As it turned out that Harpersville lost Hannah Kimmel in that last minute when they were trying for the comeback. Well, our scoring for Gananda should be pretty accurate. It was 20 points for Shannon McGinnis, including 3 three-pointers. She was also 3 for 4 from the foul line. Let's see. And that would be 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, 3 for 4 from the line, 20 points. Julia Pagano scored 7 points in a flurry of the second quarter, finishing with 9. She had a lot of nice backdoor passes as well. She had a 3-pointer, 2 for 2 from the line for 9 points. Shauna Van Etten, I can't believe this girl. She had nothing in the first half, absolutely nothing. She might not even have taken a shot in the first half. She finished 3 for 11 shooting yesterday and 6 points and 0 for 1 from 3-point and no free throws. Today's Ledger, 10 points all in the second half, 8 in the fourth quarter, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. By the way, Erin Dietzman looks like she will win the Sportsmanship Award for Harpersville along with Shauna Van Etten for Gananda. And it's so hard to hear what's going on in the in this gym with the PA announcer. It's very, very muddled. Let's hang around and see who the All-Stars are. Liz Milner, we know. Miranda Drummond will make the All-Tournament team. No surprise, the freshman will be the cog for this team next year. Got a taste of what big-time basketball is all about. She also plays AAU, so I know she's played beyond the high school scope. Finishes today with 6 unofficially. Hannah Kimmel will make the All-Tournament team. That's a no-brainer. And she's out getting her accolades and medals. Melissa Reeves finished with 10 points today, only two baskets, 6 free throws, in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, wow, 6 for 12 from the line. Shannon McGinnis, no question about it, today's MVP, the tournament's MVP, 20 points, we mentioned her scoring. Audrey Allen had 2 three-pointers, and those were key because she had not been scoring at all in the game, and she hit them in the third quarter when Harpersville was trying to break away. They had their biggest lead of 5, and it helped bring Gananda back to a 44-all tie. Looks like Aaron Dietzman might also have made either sportsmanship or all-tournament team. No surprise there. Let's see. Also, 2 points for Jamie Cannon on a nearly impossible shot. And I think that's it. No, Tiffany Gregoire with back-to-back hoops in the second quarter for 4 points. So 7 different players scored, the total 61. Let's see if that adds up. 30, 40, 50, 61. Yep, got those girls right. 6 and 4 is 10. They had 6 three-pointers, and they were 11 for 17 from the free-throw line. All right, Harpersville, I've got 2 for Savannah Murray. She scored the first basket of the game. I have 8 for Erin Dietzman, 2 three-pointers. I've got 4 for Amanda Frayer, 4 for 6 from the foul line. I've got Hannah Kimmel. I've unofficially got her at 31 points, and I really don't know if that's correct or not. Trying to do it as we speak. It's kind of hard to do those two things at the same time, trust me. Miranda Drummond, I've got her down for 6. So that would give us 31 and 14 is 44, and 6 is 50. So I'm missing a point now. So somewhere along the way, Hannah Kimmel certainly led all scores. There's no question about that. And Aaron Dietzman was follow-up for the Hornets with 8 points in her final Scholastic game, along with Erin Andrews, who did not score but played in her final game as a Harpersville Lady Hornet. Well, congratulations to the Hornets. A tremendous season. I've been here before where the last game is a loss for teams, for three different teams, and it just didn't happen today. Congratulations to Tony Morabito and the Gananda Panthers. This game will be available. No, it hurts now. It'll be available for the Harpersville folks and local folks on the archives very soon. It'll be WCDO Sports On Demand on the WCDOradio.com website. Thanks to Joe Gardner for taking care of Harry Graves and myself all season long. This was my 22nd game, and I know Harry did about 10. So we had a pretty busy season this year, and it started out with a lot of routes. It started out with Hannah Kimmel getting some of her scoring deals. Of course, the 2,000 point, we covered that against Green. Next came her the points that put her as the all-time girls' top scorer. And we missed the very next game when she played at Afton was the all-time boy or girl Section 4 scorer. We got two out of the three biggies. And then, of course, so she's going to finish somewhere just short of 2,700 points. And based on the fact that not many girls play from 7th grade on, and based on the fact that New York State, in the infinite wisdom to take away basketball games because of transportation instead of trying to find out solutions to this, there are less games to play unless you make the postseason. So points like that are going to be hard to come from. But you know what? Miranda Drummond is well on her way with over 300 points this year of being at least a 1,000-point scorer for Harpersville. So congratulations again to Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck and their Harpersville Hornets. Congratulations to all the teams that made the postseason this year. It was fun to cover those games as well as all the regular season games. We had some barn burners. We had a lot of undramatic games, but it's all part of high school basketball. Oh, the awards. Let's go with the awards. MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award will go to Hannah Kimmel. And as a nod to the seniors, Aaron Dietzman will win our Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. We want to give special recognition to Miranda Drummond, who did do a nice job on the defense both games this weekend and earned her all-tournament spot. But we'll go with Aaron Dietzman, who was the glue of this Harpersville team. Anna Kimmel got the attention. Miranda Drummond got also a lot of the attention. Aaron just kind of did her job but kept things together for her team emotionally and camaraderie-wise and morale-wise. I think she did a great job. All right, so for the final time for the 2010-2011 high school basketball season of live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great afternoon.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.